At RCR, we're on a mission to revive honest media, to report on critical censored stories, and to hold those in positions of power to account. But to make this happen, RCR needs to grow, and grow fast. For that, we need your support. Our Foundation Members Club is now open. Join us today and play your part in bringing back media you can trust. Learn more at www.realitycheck.radio/members and see how you can join the mission that's making a difference.
Now, it was about a month ago that we spoke to Craig Little, the mayor of Wairoa, and we had him on to talk about flood protection mismanagement and the case for local flood management after taking a heavy hit from those recent floods. And we thought we'd get Craig back on again for another chat because the government has thrown in another $4.55 million for Hawke's Bay councils for ongoing recovery following Cyclone Gabrielle. And also, we'll ask Craig if any of this money goes towards Wairoa and the trouble that they had with flood. So Craig Little is back with us. Hi, Craig. Thanks for coming back.
All good.
Okay. Do you get any of that money?
We've got about 200, which was a hell of a lot. You know, we've got to be grateful, I guess, but, you know, we need a lot more than that.
200K?
Yeah. You know, well, and I think, you know, we're one of the areas, you know, we're one of the lowest rate bases. We're the lowest per capita or per kilometre squared. We're about two people compared to Tipple, you know, probably Hastings about 10. So we're in a bad way. So it'll help, but, you know, a bit more focus is needed on us.
What could you possibly get for 200K, given, I mean, I remember, you know, how you described the damage and the effects last time we talked. It seems like a drop in the ocean, really, forgive the kind
You'd
of the
pun. You'd be lucky to repair a couple of homes with that, to be quite honest, but the money's about capability and giving it. We've got a bridge, you know, that we've already been paid out quite some time ago with the previous government, and it's to help us, you know, sort of get that planning and on the way. But we need a lot more than that, you know. I get sick of this. You know, we're pretty busy that you've got to apply for all this money and that. They should know what we need. You know, we've put our case across pretty well. So, look, I'm happy that, you know, other councils are getting it too. But, yeah, it's not a lot for us. But regional council did very well out of it.
Okay. So there's a lot of admin involved in even getting the money, is there?
Yeah, there always is. You've got to apply for it and prove your cases and things like that. So we just need to make it easier. Because, you know, there's no doubt about it. We're all struggling at the moment and I'm sort of a little bit mystified with the Prime Minister saying we've got to cut our cloth, you know, suit. But, my God, you know, we are doing that. And the government probably needs to look at why, you know, we get loaded with so much stuff from the government around regulations, legislation, and we never get the money to go with it. So we just need to have a big reset about how local government is going to move forward and be able to afford to pay the bills, because the rating systems we've got aren't working.
So the system's atrophied. Is that the word? It's kind of gummed up and sort of decrepit.
Absolutely.
Those words.
So like we did a sewage system quite a few years ago, probably 15 years ago to Mahia. We got a big chunk of that paid for the government. You don't get any of that now. So over the 100 years or so, they've got a great graph out there that shows what the government gets per year GDP and what councils get. And we've been flatlined for 100 years. Our percentage isn't increasing. And, you know, so we're getting to a stage where all those original investments now coming to the end, pipes and things like that under the ground. And roading, the standards of roading, you know, costs make, whilst we do get subsidies, it's never enough. So there's just ongoing expenses, your building consent, you know, everything we do, licensing. We've got to build a new dog compound, a five-star dog compound, because if we keep putting our dogs where they are, we'll get fined by the government. So, you know, it just goes on and on and on.
Because I guess the average person would expect that after being hit like you guys were, that there'd be people turn up, have a look around, go, yeah, we can see the issues. We've got the checkbook on us right now. How much do you need? And you'll pass over the quotes and it's a done deal, right?
Well, that's the thing, you know. They're saying, oh, no, we probably won't pay you the 100% on all your roading damage this time around. It could be 95%, it could be less. We normally get 75% paid by the government. But, you know, 5% of 200 mil was a lot of money over the last three or four events. for our community. And we just, you know, there's physically no way that a small rate base can afford to pay for that.
Yeah. I see that the Hawke's Bay mayors are saying that, okay, 4.5 is okay, but it's in the hundreds of millions that we need. Hundreds of millions.
Absolutely. You know, for everything we do. You know, we've got the three waters. That's really worried me, that, you know, pushing for that. But there's going to be no more money for that. And for us, we'll, you know, relinquish our three waters. But what worries me is the community will actually end up paying more for an organisation that's not tied up to a council. So you'll get a council bill and then you'll get a three waters bill. So it just goes on and on and on.
It feels like some kind of mafia shakedown, Craig.
Well, it does. And, you know, you know what privatisation is. Look what everyone's paying for power now. And we all knew this was going to happen. The end of the picture is people make money out of you. And, yeah, no, it is. It's scary, really. And the big one I think will happen next is we need to amalgamate. Well, that's not what local government's about. Local government's about localism, about your own communities having a say, and it won't work, you know. So I just hope that's not on the agenda down the track.
I remember living in a small suburb in Wellington that was amalgamated into Hutt. Everything was taken care of. It was spick and span. Everything was fixed on time. People, the local workers in that small council, borough council as it was, knew everybody and were part of the community and did everything they could. When it was amalgamated, you so noticed the difference. You really did.
Oh, absolutely. Look at Auckland. You know, look at a lot of areas that have been amalgamated. Like Gisborne do a good job, but how do they focus on those smaller areas? It happens right across the country. If we're part of Hawke's Bay, well, we struggle with the regional council even focusing on us up here in Wairau. And getting a fair share. So amalgamation would just be the death knell for small communities. And you know, our country's about small communities and about people looking after people. And if we don't do that, we've lost our way.
Tell me about the bridge. It's the Te Ringa Bridge, right?
Yes.
The money's been approved for replacement. How long does that take to do that job, do you think?
It'll be a good 6 months, I'd say. It's pretty major. It's a beautiful bridge going in. I think it'll be a real tourist attraction, to be quite honest. It's completely spans the river, so there's no piles in the river. But that community needs it. You know, they're restricted at the moment. The forestry's restricted. Farmers are to get it, you know. And so it's well and duly overdue. So that was, you know, I think we've got about 12 mil out of the previous government. That they didn't muck around. They just got it done. But we've got to make sure, and we were really worried at one stage, because it's really hard to design a bridge and make sure that it's going to work in a quick time, and that we might lose that money. And, you know, we've gone back and said, hey, come on, you know, we're doing our best. And a lot of the money, like with the Bailey Bridge, you put a Bailey Bridge in as a temporary, but you're still paying a rental on that, and then you've got to reinstate it, so de-establish it. So there's cost down the track that they wanted us to, you know, not have. They wanted it, and we're saying no, but there's a big cost. When we get the new bridge, we've got to pull the old bridge down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Huh. Is Wairau still vulnerable to a flooding event like the one you had recently?
Oh, there's nothing stopping it happening. There's nothing. There's no guarantees that I can see that the regional council saying we've listened. We'll make sure it doesn't happen. No one's come to me and told me it's anything's different. We've got a review coming out. It'll be interesting to see whether that is a totally independent review or whether it's been manipulated by others. I don't know. The Cyclone Gabriel, we've got no river protection. We're now 17 or 18 months. That's why I'm really excited about a Crown Manager being appointed, because we will get on with the job, and people are complaining about what the Crown Manager is getting paid. It's absolutely pittance to what the Regional Council has already burnt up of the 70 mil and done nothing. You know, not done nothing, but we haven't achieved anything constructive yet.
Okay, well, can you just give us an insight into how that you think that money, that's a lot of money. How's it been spent?
Well, we were told only about 250,000 had been spent, which we were quite shocked on, of the 70 million. But then a Lagoima was put into by TV1, and they found out over $1 million has been spent of that 70 million just on administration and that. For me, that 70 million should be built, but should only be used to build river protection work to save our town. It shouldn't be spent on fancy jobs and administration. So I'd say a lot more has been spent. It just scares the hell out of me, really. That's why Crown Manager, Lawrence Hill's pretty capable. He will make sure that it just we get on with it, and that the benefits will far outweigh the costs. And he's not getting paid as that much compared to other jobs, i.e., commissioners of councils across the country. To be quite honest, so I think we just get on with it. But they need to make sure that he's in charge.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of, you know, of a charity that spends all its money on administering itself and nothing on the mission that they've been set up for. Is this the culture now, Craig, where you...
Oh, a culture for some, yes, absolutely. Yeah. And like, say, with our Mayor Relief Fund, the previous Mayor Relief Fund, we administrated about $2 million. We did that with no administration costs within the Wairoa District. We're doing the same with the South Side, but down in Hawke's Bay, they had mayoral relief funds, and I think about 100K was spent on administrating them. You know, people should be able to donate a dollar to know that their dollar is getting spent on what it's needed for.
Yeah. Well, maybe something's happening, because you'd be aware of the Prime Minister's speech at the Local Government New Zealand Conference in Wellington on Wednesday at the fancy new convention centre, which he actually used as an example of inappropriate spending. I think that's the first time. I'm not necessarily a big fan of Christopher Luxon, and maybe many of our listeners aren't, but that's, I think, the first time I've heard any leadership on reining council spending back and fantasy projects back. What was your reaction to what he said?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of councils that do. Unless you do the stuff underneath the ground, you shouldn't be doing anything above the ground fancy. We've been a bit blessed. We've had external funding from the PGF, our wonderful friend Shane Jones, when he was in previously. We're able to do some wonderful things in Wairoa, but we're really restricted. We're struggling just to do the basics, to be quite honest. But I think his speech was wonderful, but please don't sort of think that it's the same across the country. Mm. It's not. You know, like, we've got a huge rate increase this year, but at the end of the day, we've got bills to pay, and there's no other way except sting the ratepayer. You know, we've ahead of us, we've got 4% inflation, 6% just on the Cyclone Gabriel, let alone what's on the south side, and a whole lot of other costs, landfill, water, you know, just everything. We've got, like I said, a fancy dog pound. We look like we're going to have to build. Hmm. It's just never ending. So if the government expects us to keep our rates down at a really low level, well, it's going to have to be more commitment from them to externally fund us.
Yeah, because the rating system is kind of exhausting itself now, isn't it? As
oh,
a historical,
broken.
Yeah, oh, broken. Okay,
yeah. It's just, you know, because you're relying on your ratepayers, and if you're like, we're a third of the Hawke's Bay, just about, and we're probably, you know, 10,000 of probably 160,000-170,000 of the population trying to pay for the third of the land area, and we just can't do that. So it's broken. That's why I say there needs to be something, hook it into the GDP somehow, or GST returns, you know, a portion of the GST come back to councils, a bit of tourism.
Yep.
Stuff.
Yep.
You know, we build a lot of stuff for tourists, and that your ratepayer pays for those.
Yeah, and you want some return. I get that. He singled out unelected council officials, basically, for being, well, less than upfront about spending of money, lack of transparency. And he also mentioned performance benchmarks and line item spending. Is that what you do, line item?
Yeah, well, we like this long-term plan, we've just gone through everything to see how we can cut costs and that. But we probably haven't got so much in Wairoa, but you know, sometimes, you know, it's always a battle between management or operations and governance. But at the end of the day, the governors should be in charge. And we need to make it better, because I hate it when someone in the staff says to me, oh, no, you don't need to know that. We've got that under control. Well, my response is, I've asked a question, so I do need to know that. You know, you should always, as a governor, never give up on finding out what's happening.
Because the buck ends at your desk anyway, doesn't it?
Well, it does. Well, if anything goes wrong, it's going to come back to the mayor to start with and elected members. We get it in the neck. So, you know, so there's got to be more accountability back. And we try and do that with, you know, we've got different committees and that, but you don't want to be too bureaucratic either. But we've got an infrastructure committee, a finance audit and risk committee, you know, just a couple, for example, that if there's anything that's a bit of a risk, bring it back to us. But sometimes stuff happens. I go, well, how'd that happen?
Yeah, you don't want to be blindsided. Do you bang the table, Craig? Do you get grumpy and bang the blimmin' table sometimes?
Oh, I do. I do get grumpy, and luckily I've got huge support of the elected members. We're very blessed in Wairau, so I have that support. And they bang, you know, we do everything together, but it can be very frustrating. The problem with any government set up and a board set up and then the operations is you want A, but by the time it's gone through a few hands, you get B or C or D.
Yeah, right.
And there's got to be a better way of doing that.
Okay. Well, I'm sure. Yeah. Carry on.
People say, yeah, no, you've got a policy to do that, but it doesn't matter. You've got to have a bit more grunt in it to know that what you want is what you get.
Well, I'm sure our listeners wish the people of Wairoa well, Craig. Thanks for coming back on and kind of giving us an update there and your view on what the Prime Minister had to say. And I don't think there'd be too many people disagreeing with
now. Things are tough at the moment.
Yeah. And did I see someone reported to us that somewhere in Hawke's Bay they'd experienced a 42% rise in rates?
I don't think so. That much, it probably all added up, yes, over the 3 years.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think I think we're just behind, but 10, 20, 30, you know, probably over that, to be quite honest. They'll be in the 40s for the next 3 years. But in the same 40% over 3 years.
Yeah, still that's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah.
Because the wages aren't going up that much proportionately to that bit of expenditure.
No, well, everything you think of your power bill, your insurance bill, everything your grocery bill, everything's going up. So, you know, something's got to happen in this country to make it so people can, you know, like from a council point of view, we sat around that table, and we're quite sort of. We were feeling quite sick, really, because we're all ratepayers ourselves, wondering how we're going to do it. But there's no other way unless the government comes and says, hey, here's a checkbook.
Okay, well, this is probably an appropriate last question, your view. How long has the system got? Well, you say it's broken, so it's broken. I hear that. But what's the time frame for reinventing this, Craig, if it's going to mean anything? Is it just a matter of years? Are we down to that?
Oh, gosh, yes. It's not affordable, mate. We're a small council. We could probably borrow more money, but you've got to think of your future generations too, and you don't want them to be broke. So we've got to do it all within an affordability to be able to pay back. But no, it's well and truly been broken for 5 years. It's just been getting it's put it this way, the job as an elected member isn't the fun it used to be now.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. All right.
Quite sad.
Okay, Craig Little, Mayor of Wairoa, Hawke's Bay, thanks for coming back on RCR, and I'm sure we'll talk again. Thank you.
Thanks for you guys looking after us.
RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057, that's 2057, or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.